We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
From Learfield on the Cowboys Sports Network, this is the Mike Gundy Show, brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores, Farm Fresh for 50 years, Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs, Charlie's Discount Drug, Discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater, and by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office. Together we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more. Now, this is the Mike Gundy Show. Here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Welcome, everyone, to another Coach Gundy Radio Show, live from Slim Chickens at Stillwater, just north of Boone Pickett Stadium. Glad you're with us as we talk Oklahoma State Cowboy football, and in particular, the Cowboys' impressive win Saturday over Texas, 38-35. So now Oklahoma State sits at 5-3 and 2-3 in the Big 12, and the Cowboys will head to Waco, Texas this weekend to take on the Baylor Bears, who are vastly improved, and they pose an interesting matchup to Oklahoma State, and we'll hear Coach Gundy talk about that through the hour here tonight. If you have a question for Coach Gundy, there's a couple of ways you can get that to us. You can use Twitter. Send the question to my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. That's at GoPokesVoice. Or you can use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line. You can send us a text, 405-747-0338. That's 405-747-0338. Good news, you probably heard both Taylor Cornelius and Zach Seiner named Big 12 Conference Players of the Week on offense and special teams, respectively. Cornelius coming off, of course, a fantastic game at quarterback, and Seiner with a solid punting game and a great punt to pin Texas back inside its own five that set the stage for the Cowboys to score their last touchdown and take a more comfortable 10-point lead with about 6 minutes to go. Coach Gundy will be here momentarily, and we'll start our conversation after these messages live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater. It's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
Traffic. It can be more stressful than that last-second Hail Mary pass. But Nissan changed the game. Nissan Rogue has available Nissan Intelligent Mobility, like ProPilot Assist, that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own and help keep you centered. Nissan Rogue. It's a game changer. Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
What's the only place to get hyped for game day? Gain access to free giveaways and everything OSU Athletics? Follow OSU Athletics on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram today. You'll be the first to receive updates directly from the athletic department for all Cowboy and Cowgirl sports as they compete for conference and national titles. Visit OKState.com and click the Media tab to find a list of all sports, coaches, and OSU personalities to follow. Go Pokes!
Game season is here. Let Slim Chickens cater your tailgate for the ultimate win. Chicken tenders, buffalo wings, and more are sure to score points with your biggest fans, and we deliver, making it that much easier to feed your crowd. Place your order through our Slim Chickens app to earn big. The bigger the order, the bigger the reward. Now with 7 locations in Oklahoma and concessions inside Boone Pickens Stadium. Visit us at slimchickens.com to find the location nearest you. Slim Chickens is a proud supporter of OSU Athletics. Slim Chickens. Fresh. Delicious. Chicken.
OG&E is a company that's uniquely Oklahoman. Established before statehood, it's easy to see why we're so deeply invested in the communities we serve. From powering education through teacher grants, providing students with scholarships and internships, even pioneering studies that drive economic growth, OG&E is dedicated to our long-term vitality. So we created OGETogether.com, a site with news sharing our ongoing success stories that shine a light on our bright future. Come see all we can accomplish together.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes! Good to be home.
Selecting the right insurance company is a huge decision. Oklahoma Farm Bureau Insurance is different. While we offer great coverage on auto, home, life, commercial, and farm and ranch, we also have local agents in all 77 counties. Now that's huge. Visit OKFBinsurance.com today. Life insurance and annuity products are offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Hello, everybody. You're looking live at Fansville, a college football utopia.
Fansville.
Where the rivers flow with ice-cold Dr. Pepper.
Delicious.
Where the air smells of fresh-cut grass, artificial turf, and smoked meats.
Kielbasas.
Where the radio only plays marching bands. And being able to read the defense is more important than being able to read.
Just kidding. Stay in school.
But what makes Fansville truly special are the people who call it home field.
The fans.
The type of people who tailgate before the tailgate.
As the doctor remember.
Who aren't afraid to shout, "My grandma could have made that kick," because that's the honest truth.
She's 90.
Passionate fans bound by loyalty, tradition, and the sweet, sweet nectar of the college football gods.
Doctor remember.
Get a taste of Fansville this fall during a college football game near you. Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Grab some today.
Welcome back to the Coach Gundy Radio Show at Slim Chickens here at 1011 North Boomer Road. If you need help on game day, Homer Road, give them a call, 405-372-2326. The tailgate pack is a popular auction option if you have a large group. Slim Chickens is proud to support Oklahoma State football. Coach Gundy is here, and Saturday was a lot of fun on all fronts. I think everybody felt that was a really, really a special day in so many ways.
It was. It was nice to get an evening game for the fans, and certainly for the students that put so many hours into homecoming. And each year, it never ceases to amaze me, the amount of work and animation that's gone in with all the designs and the floats. And it looked like this year, I didn't get to see all of it, but I heard from different people that it might have been even more this year than ever, as far as with the design and the engineering and animation with the floats and things. And there's a lot of time that goes into that and hard work. And
oh yeah,
the evening game is perfect for them. You always hope you at least get the 2:30, But then the weather was perfect. And we had a good opponent. You know, the people love to come watch Texas play. They everywhere in the country they go, they draw a crowd. And so it was just really nice. And it was the best game day atmosphere that we've had in a long, long time, if you exclude our Bedlam games. I don't know that we've had an atmosphere like that.
Not in a while.
Years, like 4 years ago, we played Baylor, and it was like 10 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
And they were third or fourth in the country, I think, with Robert Griffin, maybe.
It was actually after him. It would have been, his name's escaped.
The other guy.
Yeah. That's
and
him.
And we had a great evening that night. Now it was really cold, but the atmosphere. So everything from a fan standpoint was perfect, and then we're playing a top 10 team in the country, and our players were able to go out and play well, and I thought our coaches had really good plans. You know, we talked about that a week ago that. The attitude of the team has been really good, and their ability to practice and have a smile on their face and be productive has been really impressive to me over the last 2 weeks. And it shows, last week I told you, one of the hardest things to do for me is to look at the staff and say, the players are telling us how good we're coaching them. It's not been very good the last few games. And so, the funnest part is to be able to go in Sunday and say you guys obviously have done a nice job,
mm-hmm.
because they executed for the most part in all areas. And it was just a great night for Oklahoma State. And the students and were able to come down on the field. When I went to the office the next morning, we had recruiting at the house. So I didn't head in till probably 10:30 or something maybe. Because we had a recruiting breakfast, and the park over there where they parked those big Winnebagos by the track,
yeah.
It was still full, you know. So everybody got to sleep in and enjoy. I'm sure they were up late. Well, you're up late anyway because it's a night game.
And what time do you get home a deal like that?
Well, I went to bed at 2:40 after I finished everything, and then I had to get up at 7 because of recruiting and. Those night games are hard on me. That's why I have coffee right now in my hand.
I'll be honest, hard on me, too. When I got to bed.
Yeah, when I was younger, I was better at that. But
me, too. A lot of things we were better at when we were younger.
Yeah, no doubt. It's a struggle in those night games. And I can handle two or three of them a year, but you remember years ago, every game at home was a night game.
Oh, yeah. Then we play a lot on the road at night. Holy cow. Remember, we used to tape the TV show after the – we'd go on a road and get back at 3 in the morning and tape the TV show.
Yeah, and then
– We were young. We didn't care.
Well, that – and it wasn't – and not only we were up there taping the TV show in the club level at 3 in the morning, and we didn't ever win. It made it worse.
Well, I wasn't going to bring that up. That was your first year, but
yeah. So,
but all's well that ends well.
But anyway, the fans were tremendous. I said this and that's the atmosphere that it has to be in order for us to continue to grow this program into being an elite program. We have to do our part. Players have to do their part. Administration has to buy in, and then the fans have to be there as much as possible. And I know there's a lot of distractions, a lot going on. I've got 3 sons, and so you're all over the place just trying to get them to their activities and school. But we have to try to do the best we can to be there if possible, and the players know it. They feel it. There's no question about it. And for recruiting, I get asked all the time about what can we do to help in recruiting. We come to the games and yell loud because when the young men that are at the games that we're recruiting see it, they see it comparable to the other schools that are recruiting them. And the ones that left here, we had over 20 offers, what would be offers in this class, in the next year's class at that game. And I would be hard-pressed to say that you could find one that didn't feel like that this was a big-time football environment. And that's the way you want them to leave. So it certainly helps when you win, but the fans did their part, and that's what we have to do in order to keep it that way. We all have to make that push. But we were able to get good play from Taylor. He relaxed and looked much more comfortable against a good team. The thing that we all have to remember is we played against really quality athletes who can run, and they're strong, and they're athletic. And we were able to make plays in all three phases. You know, somebody said, you know, if you looked at the game, what would you like to have done different? We maybe would have wanted to kick the ball a little better from a field goal standpoint.
Right.
And Amendola knows that. I mean, you don't have to tell him. He knows that. But they hit some throws on us, Dave, but we had them defended. We had guys on them. They're going to hit some. I mean, they get good players. They've got good coaches. So you're not going to shut them down. But what I was encouraged with was we had guys that were in proximity and defending the throws. They made the throws, made the catches. We did the same thing.
Sure. Tylan made a couple of unbelievable catches.
Yeah, and Stoner makes some catches. And so offensively in the first half, we were able to run block really well. We covered guys up, and we actually moved some guys.
Oh,
We moved guys better in this game than we did against teams that weren't as physical up front as Texas. So maybe they're coming together a little bit, and they're starting to get it, working together as a group. And so, you know, and that's really all we can do is hope that each game we improve. We can limit our missed assignments, and that's on us as coaches, and then that the players improve each game, and you go play. And you know, the football angels were with us a little bit. We got some breaks, and we, you know, hadn't had many breaks this year. We got you know, a punt, and we're down the guy on the 1 yard line, and that changed the game at that point. You know, it's funny, there's a lot of things that happened in that game, and I told the team this last night after practice, is you never know when somebody or you can actually make a play to change a game. After all the things that went on in that game, it got down to the middle of the fourth quarter, and your punter hits a bomb, and the two guys covering did a great job of hustling down the field and containing him and tackled him on the one, and that was probably the biggest play in the second half.
Yes, it was.
And it came from the punter. And that's why, you know, you just never know who can make a play and change a game. And so all that worked out for us. And, you know, Wallace goes up and makes a great play on fourth and one. But their guy jumped a little early, but it's all part of the game. You know, he jumped early and our guy didn't. So that happened to us against somebody out here. We jumped early and they got one about four.
Iowa State, if I remember right.
Yeah, so. So those things work for us, but I was really proud of the players, and I was happy for them, and happy for Korn, and you know, he's done such a good job in improving each week. So, but as I say, Dave, you know, we had to go back to work yesterday. I'm the only one that actually talks about the game because I have to do media and radio.
Right, right. Everybody else moving on.
Everybody else better move on. You don't have a choice. You got to roll with it. And today's their day off, but they're all in there watching tape. I see them walking up and down the halls, and they've got to wipe that slate clean and get focused on Baylor.
You know, going back a little bit to Saturday, and then we have questions. If you have one for Coach, you can send it to us via Twitter at the Twitter handle at GoPokesVoice. That's my Twitter handle. Or you can send it to us via text on the Academy Sports and Outdoors line at 405-747-0338. You spent a lot of time the last 2 weeks, and maybe even beyond that, talking about simplifying things. How much of a snowball effect do you think that had from the standpoint that did it make guys more confident? Did it make them play faster? To what degree did you simplify, in your opinion, and how much do you think it impacted things?
I think both. I think it helped in both areas. I would say we were 20% less overall concepts, plays, schemes, maybe in offense and defense, and probably 10% less on special teams. But we don't do a lot on special teams anyway. We try to be sound and get lined up. And I think we actually need to simplify more on defense. Again, I'm not a defensive guy. I just watch. And defense, in my opinion, is about getting lined up and understanding your responsibility. You got to be in the right gap and or coverage concept. That's, you know, that's a big part of defensive football. We were much better. And we defended, as you and I were talking about. You know, we had guys in proximity when they were running routes. I'll be honest, we actually defended them better in the throwing game than I thought we could because of their length and their size. And they've had a lot of success this year with just their body going up on corners that couldn't hold up. And our guys really competed against them. And our safeties, you know, that we have – young safeties other than Magruder. Those other guys are freshmen and going up against really quality players. And then same thing on offense. And the reason you know that it helps some is because you have limited missed assignments. So then it works, gives you more reps, and it's the same theory. You know, if you've got a clouded mind, your feet work slow. You know, and if you have a clear mind, your feet work fast. I think that's pretty much all of us in every walk of life.
Absolutely.
And so it worked out for us, and hopefully we can keep it up this week.
Let's get to a couple of questions. Fan points out and really loved the plays under center, and even though the play didn't work to Chuba, it looks like it was going to be a score if he hangs on to the ball. Will we continue to see more under center? Would you maybe add a fly sweep out of that formation?
The fly sweep with him would be really good. I'd love to see him. I'd love to hand the ball to him on the run because he can turn the corner full speed. The under center package, you know, came from, you know, people have talked about us being under center a lot. You and I have had this discussion, and I get it at home from my 14-year-old. And everybody's right. We talked about this last week. I was kind of laughing because we had a package going in, but I didn't really want to talk about it because I doubt that Texas worked on us being under the center since we hadn't been under the center in 2 years.
Yeah.
I didn't want to bring it up, but there's a serious advantage. But the issue you have with going under the center when you're in the shotgun all the time is, one, can your center snap it? Some guys can, some guys can't.
And how's Wilson at doing it? Good?
Oh, he's good.
Okay.
That was the reason we were able to do it. So far, he's been really good. And
good.
Is your quarterback good at receiving the snap? Because that's something that guys that do it, they do it every day. We don't ever practice that.
Right.
So you get in on a short yardage or a goal line situation, you change, you reprogram yourself and go to that. Like we talked about 2 years ago or 3 years ago at OU, we did it and fumbled on the 3-yard line on the first drive with Mason and whoever the center was.
Then you fumbled against Troy in 2010 when you went under with Wheaton.
Yeah, and so, it worked for us, and our players bought into it, and it's a good, it's a nice little package. It's not a secret. And he and Chuba would have walked in the end zone.
Yeah.
We had him exactly where we wanted him because we had run the sneak a few times, and so they were all down inside there, and they're all submarine and underneath their linemen. We just tossed it out there. I mean, that's what offenses have done in forever. And the ball was just a little bit behind him, but he looked. You can see on tape. He's looking at the end zone.
Yeah.
And he got a little edgy, but I'm just glad he picked it up clean. And I thought he was going to score the backside because he's so fast.
He almost got around.
He was just like one arm away. But now once they got him, it didn't look that way. But if he was just had another step or two, he's going to score because he's so fast. But anyway, it worked out for us in the long run.
Here's a question asking about a rules situation. Is there a limit of scenarios involving half the distance penalties when a team is backed up near the end zone?
Meaning what? I'm not
sure.
Well,
and I'm trying to interpret that, honestly. I'm reading that. I guess, would there be any limit to it? There would not be, right?
You're saying half the distance, half the distance? Nah, probably not.
You can keep going. Now, with a hold, obviously, if it occurs in the end zone, which was the opinion of some in the fourth quarter, the Texas holding penalty might have occurred in the end zone. I don't want you to go too far down that path, but did you see the potential that might have been true, or did you see something else that led you to believe it was not a safety?
They called it on 77. 77 didn't touch anybody. 66 was a tackle, I think. He's the guy that held.
Okay.
And he was over 2 yards deep in the end zone.
Okay.
So I'm not that I'm being critical of anything, but, offensive football is the ball is on the 1.5. So that means the linemen, their feet are standing on the goal line. So when they're backing up protecting, they're at least 2 yards deep in the end zone.
Well, that's kind of what we said on the radio. It's like, how in the world could somebody even be at the line of scrimmage in a pass protection situation?
Yeah, so I'm not sure how that happened. But either way, they were back there pretty far. And it was clearly a hold. I think it was on 82. He came inside on a stunt, and they grabbed him and threw him down because the guy got beat inside. But at least they called the holding, and they got a 6-inch penalty.
Yeah, well, so and next thing you know, they had to punt it out, and you had excellent field position. One more question, and then we'll go to break. He had some success on fourth down. Two touchdowns on fourth and short, as a matter of fact. I don't want to take this too far, but do you go into a game under the mindset that, you know what, we're going to be aggressive on fourth down, or do you need to feel the game out to make those decisions? How much of that is predetermined and how much of that is on the fly? Or does that, and can that vary from game to game?
We want to have a plan going into the game based on what we think the matchup is.
Okay.
Overall. And then, they'll ask me a lot during the game, and I'll say, I don't know. I don't know. I wait till the opportunity presents itself so I can get a feel for what's going on. Meaning, there's a lot of times I would like to go for fourth and short, but, you know, our offense is not built that way. When Coach Miles and I were here and I was the offense coordinator, we were built for those kind of situations.
Right.
So fourth and one was nothing for us. But now, in being in the gun a lot, and then just short edges, not having tight ends and fullbacks in the game all the time that practice a lot, you're somewhat vulnerable on a short yardage situation. So you have a plan going in. Okay, if this happens, do we need to try to get extra possessions? Do we need to try to find a way to steal a possession in special teams? And then some coaches might just go with it, but there's been times I've said we needed to do it and not do it because I didn't feel like that we were getting any movement. And then a disaster can happen. I got it when I got home from the 14-year-old about not going for the fourth down at midfield in the fourth quarter. But we're only ahead by 3 points.
Yeah.
They had moved the ball much better than we did the last 12 minutes. And you're going to give them the ball at the 50. They're only two first downs away from tying the game.
Right.
So you have to punch it down there, in my opinion, and make them have the extra 7 or 8 snaps to get the ball down there. Even though you think, well, you know, it's only that much, it's still a huge momentum swing. And you're playing at home, so you don't need that at that time. And that's why we didn't go for that one compared to the other one. So
we'll take a break and come back with more in a moment. Remember, next time you plan to shop in Stillwater, make sure to stop by Cowboy Travel Plaza, Game Day Ironworks, Game Day Events, Merrifield Office Supply, Charlie's Discount Drug, Dupree Sporting Goods, BNC Business Products, and the Furniture Showcase. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of the Visit StillwaterOK.org Shop in Stillwater program, supporting all the OSU athletic teams. If you have a question for Coach Gundy, you have two options. You can send it to us via Twitter at my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice, or use our text line, a service of our friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Send us a text, 405-747-0338. Back with more after this from Slim Chickens, just north of Boone Pickens Stadium at Stillwater. It's the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
At P&K Equipment, we believe in winning teams and lasting traditions. That's why we support the Oklahoma State Cowboys, and it's why we sell the best John Deere equipment around. Our John Deere tractors are leading the industry. It's no secret that they deliver unbeatable quality. At P&K, we're here to prove you can afford it, and there's never been a better time to buy than right here, right now. Our tractor lineup is ready to help you get the job done. We have 18 locations in Oklahoma and Arkansas, so visit us online at pkequipment.com to find the one nearest you, because around here, John Deere starts with P&K. Go Pokes!
Snacks for the road at Ampride. Stop in and get them quick groceries you need at Ampride. And all those last minute things you forgot to get before heading out to the lake or going on your family vacation at Ampride. You can fill up your car with ethanol-free Cenex gas. Fill up your tummy with Ampride's Food Express Deli. And made extra easy and extra convenient because Ampride has so much parking, it's incredible. All this and then some more at easy, convenient Ampride Travel Plaza. In Perkins, on the corner where Highway 33 meets 177.
This is Debbie, owner of Charlie's Discount Drug. Don't waste your time enrolling in a rewards or discount program. At Charlie's Discount Drug, our discounts are for everyone, every day. We also have monthly Mason vitamin specials and bi-monthly wholesale price center specials. Save your time and money at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Did you know when you attend Northern Oklahoma College in Stillwater, you get everything you need for a small campus feeling with big campus resources? Welcome to the NOC-OSU Gateway Program, a partnership for a complete college education and experience. Gateway students take classes in Stillwater while enjoying resources like student clubs, athletics, transit system, university housing, and opening in fall 2018, the new NOC classroom building. After earning 24 credit hours, students can make a smooth transition to Oklahoma State University. Visit gateway.okstate.edu to apply. Northern Oklahoma College, life changing.
Whether you're looking for a burger before the game or a place to celebrate another Cowboys win with the family, University Dining Service has you covered. With more than 30 individual restaurants on campus, there's something to feed every Cowboy. Fresh sushi daily, 100% local, never frozen burgers, Oklahoma favorites, and more. At our table, you're always family. So pull up a chair and dig in. Visit dining.okstate.edu for more information. University Dining Services, where the Cowboys dine.
If your air conditioner sounds like
boom, boom, boom,
you should call Advantage.
Does your heater ever sound like
clunk, 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 clunk?
You should call Advantage. For a $65 service fee, we'll diagnose the problem and quote the cost of repair before the work is done.
Advantage Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, our promise is simple. If we don't fix it, we'll give your money back. You need to call us.
You need Advantage.
Friends, OSU games call for nothing less than the taste of Tostitos chips. Score some points with your fellow tailgaters by breaking out the Tostitos. If you have a question for Coach, a couple of ways you can get those to us. On my Twitter handle, you can send me a message at the Twitter handle at GoPokesVoice, or use our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. And back to more questions from our text line. Can you speak to the health of the team, especially the offensive line? And I'm sure they're probably thinking to some degree about Shane Richards, who was injured during the game. What can you tell us?
Well, we know a lot more tomorrow. That's always the way it is. They do all their work today, and then if they feel okay, we start to practice them usually on Wednesday and then kind of see where they're at. So we don't know a lot. You know, we don't practice on Mondays, and I never see the players on Mondays unless they're down the hall watching tape. We don't even get a medical report on Monday unless it's something really serious.
Gotcha.
Because it essentially doesn't matter until Tuesday because we don't practice till tomorrow evening.
Very good. And, of course, one of the tricky things that, of course, players get reps during the week, but, you know, offensive line play, especially with a bunch of new guys, there certainly would have seemed to be an importance of cohesion. Then a guy goes out, another guy goes in, hasn't played very much. I mean, it's an interesting dynamic, isn't it?
It is. It's we've been fortunate over the long haul. We've stayed fairly healthy in the offensive line other than about 4 years ago. You know, there's years that we had went into the year with maybe six guys, and we went the season and all five of them stayed healthy.
Yeah.
And this year we actually had a little more depth, and we were lucky, but we're getting pretty thin now, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
We're down to not a whole lot of guys left that have any experience. So we could put a freshman in there. We have some quality young freshmen, but I would prefer to, even though they're not going to burn a year, I would prefer to not have to play those guys just based on the inexperience and defense now, particularly even in this league, and you know, other than Kansas State, it's like hitting a moving target. You know, they're all over the place compared to, because they're trying,
right,
they're trying to match with the offense and what we're doing, every offense. So, but at this point, if we can keep them settled in a little bit, you really started to see some growth because they played good at Kansas State for the most part. We just didn't throw the ball good, but the O-line was matching up pretty good, and then obviously they played good at against Texas.
So now we are eight games into the year, mm-hmm, and we have the new four-game redshirt rule. So now, in theory, you could play guys four games, two games, three games, whatever, and maintain the redshirt. Now that the time is really upon us, do you have any thoughts or ideas about how this will play out, or are you still trying to kind of feel out need versus experience, et cetera, et cetera?
We're still in the motive of seeing if there's guys that can help us, like Kanaya. We played him on special teams in this game, and he did a nice job for us. He gave us some some experience, some depth there. And he's a guy that we would use, but then we would hold him back before we would burn that fifth game on him.
Gotcha.
So if we have some guys like that, and there won't be many, again, because they would have already been playing for the most part, if they could be a real factor. But if we were to get in the jam in the offensive line, if one guy would have went down Saturday after Shane did, then we would have had to put a freshman in.
That'd have been your next move?
Well, that's just really it's where you're at right now for the
right.
most part, because the guys that we've had that are injured are tackles.
That's true.
So, you know, you only have so many at a certain spot. And that could happen to us. Hopefully it wouldn't. But if so, then you would we would somewhat be forced into to playing a young kid. And then you would hope that he wouldn't have to burn more than his four games.
Would you be more likely to use, as you just mentioned, that was the case Saturday, someone in special teams, especially if you say on defense all of a sudden you get into some high play volume games, which is possible.
Mm-hmm.
With Oklahoma and West Virginia looming, those could be big snap games defensively. Is that something you've kept in the back of your mind? Hey, if it seems like the play volume with the defensive guys is getting too big because they're involved in special teams, could you use somebody there? Or would you say, no, it's too late to try to pull that off?
That's the area that we look at every Sunday, and we'll look at it again tomorrow in meetings in the morning and see if there's somebody that can help us based on injury. But we've been pretty fortunate. See, we haven't had a skill guy that's been injured in a while.
No, you really haven't. And you had some preseason stuff, mm-hmm. but nothing during the season.
Right. See, a few weeks ago we had Malcolm.
Yeah.
But we've been healthy at the corner spot. The safeties have, other than Malcolm a month ago. So, at the wideout spot, we've been fairly healthy. And then at the running back spot, we've done okay. So it's really just up front is where we've had issues. And then, of course, we lost Darian.
Right.
And, you know, that was a big hit for us. But we've been lucky at those spots. And that's where you're going to get some of the guys to contribute that you're talking about. And Kanaan is helping us on special teams, you know, and he's that safety DB corner body type.
You mentioned Malcolm Rodriguez. It was interesting because when we visited with Jim Knowles on Thursday, he made it a point to mention to us that Malcolm Rodriguez was finally completely healthy, and he felt like you're going to see him impact things more now that he is pretty close to 100%. Boy, on Saturday, that was pretty evident because he looked different, it seemed, just watching it from our vantage point. Looked faster and springier, for lack of a better description.
You remember we talked about his injury. I told you that it was ugly. I mean, he was black and blue from the top of his hip all the way down through to the inside of his thigh. And so, you know, that's a sign of how much bleeding is going on internally with his injury. And I would agree, he's probably, that's probably the first game he's played in a month where he's been full speed. And that's a tough injury he had. And he did, you know, he tackled well.
Had 11 tackles.
And it was good to see him. I wish they all tackled as well as he did, but that goes back to his history in wrestling. You know, he was a three-time or four-time state champion wrestler, and so he understands tackling and leverage.
Have a text question that's come in. How concerned are you about the kickoffs out of bounds?
I'm as concerned as anybody, but here's what you got to remember with him, and you would know from your statistics. We kick off a lot, so he like he's had about one a game.
Yeah.
And so Saturday, how many times did we kick off? Seven?
Yeah, he's had five on the year, I think.
Right.
Out of bounds.
But we kicked off probably seven times Saturday.
I believe that's right.
Something like that, or eight, maybe seven or eight. So you kick off once, and then after every score, and we had five scores. Or I don't even know how many.
No, he had six scores.
Okay, so that's seven.
Yeah, so seven.
So he kicks off seven times, and they had only one of them was returned, and that ball was 4 yards deep. Everything else was non-returnable, and then he had one out of bounds. So as frustrated as we all get, including me, his percentage is really high that we don't get many returns.
So with the new touchback rule, let me ask you this. Would you prefer those guys to be more aggressive, trying to kick it to a spot by the boundary because of the new fair catch rule that lets them pull the ball out on the 25? It goes to the 35 if it goes out of bounds. But does that change how you think about that?
We're not trying to kick the ball that close to the boundary.
Okay.
He needs to kick the ball halfway between the hash and the numbers. And he can even get more, a little bit more over to the hash if he needs to. He's just young, and he doesn't realize how strong his leg is, and he needs to understand it's just like swinging a 9-iron. You need to swing the 9-iron, and it needs to go 135 yards. You don't need to hit a 9-iron 150 yards. And he hadn't got that figured out yet, because if he's just smooth through the ball, it's going to go too deep every time, or deeper. And that's been proven. We've played in these games against the wind, and he kicks it five deep. And then sometimes the wind's behind him, and he overkicks and blades it. So he just needs to continue to develop, and he's a freshman. But he's going to be a good weapon for us as he develops in the weight room and gets more experience. I would think that his percentage of kicking the ball out is going to be probably over 90% at some point next year.
Cowboy fans, next time you plan to dine or stay in Stillwater, make sure you visit Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, Eskimo Joe's, Mexico Joe's, the Smoky Pokey, and the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory. These great Stillwater businesses are proud partners of the Visit StillwaterOK.org Dine and Stay in Stillwater program, supporting all the OSU athletic teams. Send us your question via text, and we have several to get to after this break at 405-747-0338, or you may send your question via Twitter at the Twitter handle at GoPokesVoice. We'll come back after this. Live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater, it's the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
We're saving you time.
Oklahoma is full of cowboy fans who love to come together for great food and great times. Whether your party is centered around the TV or a tailgate, Homeland is proud to be a part of OSU's winning tradition. As the official grocery partner of OSU football, Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks to make your game day one to remember. Homeland is the perfect pregame partner. Go Pokes!
Good to be home. Homeland.
Hey y'all, it's Marty Smith. College football is here,
which means it's tailgating season.
Meat sizzling on the grill,
a cold drink in your hand, and great music on the speakers.
You've got to love it. Get all the gear you need for the perfect tailgate for less from my friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From grills and coolers to team jerseys and hats, everything you need is at your local store or academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all, for less. Man, now I'm really craving a burger.
Nothing about being a police officer is routine. But with so many drunk drivers, some days feels like a broken record. Every day, I pull over another one. Sometimes it's the same one. Seems like some people never learn. If I keep pulling them over, maybe they will. Drive sober or get pulled over. Let's end DUI. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office and Department of Public Safety.
Hey parents, have you signed your child up for the McDonald's Pistol Pete Partners Kids Club? Pistol Pete's Partners is the official OSU Athletics Kids Club, designed to get kids excited about OSU and become fans at a young age so they can be fans for life. For just $25, members receive discounted football and men's basketball ticket offers. Get in free to OSU soccer, women's basketball, tennis, wrestling, baseball, softball, and have access to exclusive parties with the athletes and much more. Visit okstate.com/kidsclub to sign your kid up today. Also sponsored by Academy Sports and Outdoors and Mercy Health.
Hey, ESPN's Neil Everett here telling you how to win big. Score a trip to the Heisman Ceremony or a Nissan Titan. Go to NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes. Build your Titan, choose your school's colors, then register for your chance to win today.
Get to Nissan, proud supporter of college athletics.
No purchase necessary. Ends 11-10-18. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. To enter in for official rules, visit NissanUSA.com/Titan Sweepstakes.
Cowboy fans, you haven't had just any hot dog at Boone Pickens Stadium. You've had a Schwab dog, and you can bring the flavor home. Schwab products are available year-round at your local Brahms Fresh Market, Homeland Grocery, and Love's Travel Stops. Since 1912, Schwab Meat Company has used only the finest ingredients and real hardwood hickory smoke. Visit SchwabMeat.com to view our lineup of quality products, recipes, or ship to friends and family across the country. Schwab Meat Company, official hot dog of OSU Athletics.
Welcome back to Slim Chickens as we continue on the Coach Gundy Radio Show. And let's move right into some more text questions that have come in on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line. Would there be any situation where you would play Drew Brown or Spencer Sanders in the next few games just to get them experience for next year?
We would love to get all of our guys experience, but we have to try to do everything we can to play the very best to win each and every game. We're not in a position as a team. We're starting to get a little better now, and we haven't had the luxury of putting guys in for experience and being that far ahead. If you look at our conference, I think it's pretty fair to say that Oklahoma and West Virginia, West Virginia had a game they didn't play very good, but other than that, they've been somewhat dominant in our league, in my opinion. And then the other teams have been just going toe-to-toe each week. And Iowa State and us and Kansas beats TCU, and then, so it's been every game. I mean, there's a lot of parity in this league right now. So we haven't had that luxury, but we sure would like to get guys experience. We just aren't fortunate enough to have that luxury.
Another question. Given how Saturday went, would you stay with the uniforms you used on Saturday, the throwbacks to 88 with the throwback helmet, or pull them out again?
They did a terrific job with that. I thought the overall concept and the way it was marketed and everything was really spot on. The interesting part of it is those uniforms, because of the design of them, they weren't as beneficial for our defensive players as our other uniforms, because they fit a little loose and the other team could grab them and hold them differently than they could in the other games. I was not really aware of that, and then kind of noticed it. And then after the game, some of the guys told me that the offensive players for Texas were able to get under there and grab their jerseys. They hold every play anyway. Everybody does. But
sure,
when you have those loose jerseys, it's an advantage. So that would be the other downfall. The only downfall other than that, Justin and the gang and everybody did a tremendous job of marketing. It was a pretty awesome evening for those uniforms.
Question here, and I'll try to simplify this. Curious as to the effectiveness of Tyron Johnson. Was of the thought when he transferred from LSU that he could be a big, big playmaker. And he's second on the team in catches, but curious about, would there be ways, or are you looking for more ways to get him involved opposite Wallace? And then second, there was a period of time where you had some of your stars like Dez Bryant, for example, returning kickoffs and punts. Have you ever given any thought to putting a Justice Hill back there to do that?
We're in pretty good shape right now in the return game. We like Chuba and kickoff returns. He's really, really fast, and he can make one cut and turn the corner, as you saw in the first kickoff of the game when we didn't block it very well, and he cut back across and got all the way out to the 32. And then the punt returns are a little more iffy, just based on, that's not the easiest thing in the world to do. And we've kind of settled in. We're happy with Wolf and Stoner back there. Wallace gives us a little bit if we need it, so we're not in a position to make an adjustment at this time.
Fair enough. We'll take our next break. And remember, the official grocery partner of OSU football is Homeland. Homeland offers party trays, hot foods, and all the chips and drinks that make your game day one to remember. Back with more after this. From Slim Chickens in Stillwater, it's the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle, and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
It's important to buckle up your kids.
I know.
Sometimes car seats can be complicated.
I know.
And if your child's in the wrong seat and you get into a crash...
I know.
It could lead to a serious injury.
I know.
So you're 100% sure you have the right car seat for your child's age and size?
I don't know.
Don't think you know. Know you know. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Make sure you have the right car seat. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind. Life is worth more than a text. Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
Everybody buckle up.
Mom, 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 mom.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Can we go to the store?
Come on,
buckle
can we
up. Get some ice cream?
Everybody. Everybody, buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We continue on the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Slim Chickens in Stillwater. Remember Slim Chickens for your big tailgate, road game party, any event. Slim Chickens here north of Boone Pickens Stadium. And you can check them out. They'll help you out, get ready for your game day. Give them a call if you need help. Here at Slim Chickens, they're happy to help. 405-372-2326 here at 1011 North Boomer Road. All right, Coach, back to a few more questions here as we wind our way down toward the end of our visit. Very simply, what do you think is most important against Baylor?
Well, stay simple and build on what we're able to accomplish in the off week. As always, defensively, minimize big plays, and you have to, you know, try to keep them to under 3.5 a carry on rush. And then we want to rush the football for over 4 yards a carry when we're doing really well, 4.5. We've got to find ways to make some big plays, and then we have to take care of the football. I mean, it's always that way in every game. Be sound in special teams, make good decisions, and do a good job of taking care of the football. That's a good start overall. And so I think the guys will buy into that. As I said last night, they were really eager to get back to practice. So hopefully they'll have a good workout again tomorrow.
Here's someone observing this. Just curious, and not meant in any critical way, but there are times when you don't participate in the huddles on the sidelines during timeouts or in other situations. Is there a specific reason for that? Just curious.
Well, I'm communicating over the headphones.
So you're talking upstairs.
Sure. And most of the time, they're better off with me not being in there because the coaches that are in there need to coach their players. And if I'm in there and I'm talking, then before you know it, then they're going to let me talk because I'm in charge. And then I'll end up cutting them off. And they could have been coaching them. I'm in there just talking. And so if I feel like I need to get in there for encouragement or something other than X's and O's, I will, but I can stand down there and talk to the guys and actually listen and get more accomplished than standing in there in the huddle.
So, and I guess part of that's like any organization, you don't disrupt the flow of communication right within the organization. If it works, then you stick with it. You don't want to disrupt right that rhythm that is a part of any working yeah environment that is successful.
Well, and each coach is in there coaching his guys. They need to use that 90-second timeout or that 30-second timeout, whatever it may be, And they need to coach their guys to the best that they can before they send them out. It's like sending them out with the Cliff Notes or the, you know, a cheat sheet. They need to get them ready for the next series and the next play. And they don't need me in there talking to them and jacking with them. They need to do their job. And they got a better chance with those guys than they do with me.
Yeah. Well, and it certainly makes sense. And that's something you've always talked about is since you quit calling plays offensively, hey, let your coordinators put things together. You'll add input during the week, but let them sure. You kind of work as the CEO, for lack of a better description.
Yeah, I don't get involved much. I guess I call probably 3 or 4 plays a game, maybe. I might mention something, and Mike will say, and he'll run it, or he might not. It just depends on whatever. And defensively, I might say let's pressure him or not, but I'm not getting involved in that. That's not what I do right now. I don't put the 12 hours in watching tape on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday like they do.
Right, right.
So I don't pretend to get involved in it, but I can hear everything going on. I know everything is being said. I'm aware of what's happening. If there's an issue or something I think, then I'll get involved. Otherwise, they've got to be able to do their job, and I try to do the best I can to get out of – it's not an issue with defense, but try to stay out of Mike's way and let him do his job, calling offensive plays. And for the most part, I'm pretty good at that. I don't feel like I'm disruptive on game day.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the visit as always. Have a great week of work, and we'll see you later in the week.
All right, thank you.
That's Cowboy Head Coach Mike Gundy here at Slim Chickens. We'll come back and wrap things up here in just a few moments after these messages. Live from Slim Chickens, just north of Boone Pickett Stadium, it's the Mike Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
Has your life become a daily struggle with hip or knee pain? At Mercy, getting you back to active, pain-free living is our life's work. We start with a guide to total hip or knee replacement. Free to download at mercy.net/OSU guide. It explains what joint replacement involves so you can decide if it's the right move for you. Take the first step to pain relief. Download our free hip or knee replacement guide at mercy.net/OSU guide and get back to living fully.
Oklahoma State fans, you can sleep easy tonight. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Cowboys and get great discounts throughout the website. They have pillows, bed sheets, mattresses, and even a bed for your pet. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Cowboys and save big on great products today. Again, that's MyPillow.com and use promo code Cowboys.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name. Oh, yeah.
At Charlie's Discount Drug, our pharmacists answer your phone calls directly, and we believe in personalized, face-to-face service from people that you know. We value our customers at Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
Most of my family, they never graduated high school, so I'm trying to break that barrier.
My daughter, Brooklyn, was also a motivation for me to go back to school.
Every day after work, went straight to school, and it paid off.
At age 26, Kareem finished his high school diploma.
I could not have done it alone.
I see the future is really bright for me.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back as we continue on the Coach Gundy Radio Show, wrapping this edition up. We do not know, in case you're wondering, what time's the Bedlam game. We don't know. They've put the old 6-day hold on it, so plans will not be made until Sunday when they'll announce when the Bedlam game will be played, so keep that in mind. The University Store is the ultimate shopping destination for Cowboy fans on OSU game day. Shop the largest, best selection of Oklahoma State clothing and gifts at the University Store's flagship location in the OSU Student Union or at any of their 5 Boone Pickens Stadium locations, including the expansive West End Zone Store. Or you can shop online 24/7 at shopokstate.com. And the Cowboys are brought to you by Bud Light, the official sponsor of Oklahoma State Athletics, reminding you to enjoy responsibly. By the way, for the final home game against West Virginia, game against Texas was a sellout, and we had a sellout crowd. There are tickets available for the West Virginia game. Go to okstate.com and click on the ticket button, and you can navigate your way to the proper webpage and place your order to see the Cowboys and Mountaineers. In the meantime, a couple of road games coming up. Saturday in Waco, Texas, it's an 11 a.m. kick for the Cowboys at Baylor Bears. Oklahoma State hasn't won there in a while. You have to go back to 2009 to find the last time at Oklahoma State won in Waco, Texas. So it's been a while. Cowboys and Baylor Bears with pregame coverage starting at 9, kickoff just past 11 here on the Cowboy Radio Network. And it's part of a busy sports weekend because we'll have our first Cowboy basketball game on the network. It's the Cowboys exhibition game on Sunday. We'll have pregame coverage at 1, and we'll tip off at 2. And the Cowboy basketball team regular season begins a week from Saturday on the road at Charlotte. So Cowboy basketball team will be playing its opener on Bedlam Saturday. Hope you enjoyed our show tonight. We appreciate you taking the time out to join us. We'll talk to you Saturday from Waco, Texas. For Coach Gundy and our man Maurice in the studio, I'm Dave Hunziker. So long, everybody. This has been the Coach Gundy Radio Show from Learfield.
The Cowboy Sports Network, The Mike Gundy Show, has been brought to you by Brahms Ice Cream and Dairy Stores, Farm Fresh for 50 years, Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs, Charlie's Discount Drug, Discount is our middle name, located at 723 South Walnut in Stillwater, and by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office. Together we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Cowboy Sports Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.